Hey everybody, this is Jim Groom. Sorry I'm a little late, 6:06. I'm here with Alan Levine, the Cog Dog blog, and the other DS-106 instructor, Martha Burtis. Hi, Martha.
Hello.
And Steve Greenlaw, who's yet another instructor here at Mayor Washington. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're here and we're in a hotel room in D.C. We've had a great time today. EDUCAUSE was a blast. Actually, ELI was a blast. Unexpectedly so. And you know what? We're having a good time.
Because Jim got attention.
That's right. I got attention. Screw you. Anyway, we're here. And what we're going to do tonight is we have about an hour. And we're going to take, for all you DS-106ers out there, both open, face-to-face, and online at UMW, we're going to call this Bitch and Design. This is your opportunity to call in as students, as angry protesters, as just angry people in general, and to bitch at us about why DS-106 isn't doing what it kind of promised to do. We're open to your criticisms. We're open to your problems. We're open to your solutions. Think of this as kind of a helpline. I do this every semester. I actually slow down the class about week six, and I ask students, you know, where are you? How's things going? Am I throwing on too much work? Is there a problem with how you're going about things? Is there things I could clarify? Is there problems? And I actually really genuinely, and despite all the fun, I really want to know what's been the problem with the class, what's been good about the class, and how can we help? How can we change it? And how can your ideas kind of make it better? So with that, I'm going to actually open up the I'm going to open up the airwaves for anybody who wants to call in here. Share their issues, share their problems. Now, one of the things is, hold on, we're figuring out the technical part of this. So you
close
hear
your Skype.
Cog Dog laughing. I'm going to close my Skype.
Because your Skype is online.
Okay. And actually, we see Colleen, Dave Cormier, Graham Atwell, Jabiz, Jessica, Megan, Aaliyah, all these DS-106 special people. And, you know, we're here. You're going to actually be calling in on Cog Dog's machine. We're going to hear that from there. And we're going to respond to your problems. I mean, we're very, very receptive to you. And if we ridicule you, it's only out of love.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why are you wearing headphones?
Because he feels like he's on the radio.
No, I just want to know, is it part of the persona? I just want to know.
Listen. I'm wearing headphones because I always have problems with feedback, and I think Cog Dog said that this would prevent feedback. Yeah. I don't like feedback. Don't give me feedback, anyone. DS-106 is out there. The phone lines are open on Skype. My username is Jim Groom. Now is your opportunity to call in and to complain. And if you don't call in and complain, and you know, you don't only have to complain. You can say the things you liked, you can highlight work you've liked that people have done, you can say Cog Dog, stop blogging so much, you can say what's up with the station manager Brian Lamb and
enough 80s music.
You know, I mean, you can do whatever you want. This is Open Mic Tuesday. We're here, that's why we couldn't have class, but we want to connect you. We hope the fireside chat is happening, and we're ready. So I'm going to actually shut up for a little bit and let the phone lines dictate. I see there are a lot of you on there, so don't be afraid to reach out.
Okay? Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. So we'll wait for your call, but in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about what happened today. What do you guys think about EDUCAUSE, ELI, so far?
Is this being recorded?
Yes.
We have a call.
We have a call.
Oh, my God.
It's Jessica Masulli.
I love Jessica. Jessica, go ahead.
Hello.
Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, we see you.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What is your complaint, problem, issue?
Well, it's not really a complaint, but I was wondering, and like now that we're moving into the audio and video portion of the class, like, what will we do if we don't have a video camera or some of these things we might need?
That's a really good question, and I can't believe how responsibly you're going at this whole call-in thing. Let me tell you, I have five flip cams that I'll be giving to students at irregular times. Now, I imagine that your laptop does have audio recording, is that right? 10 seconds, I think delay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So does your laptop record audio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Do you have a cell phone or a smartphone that records audio?
I think my cell phone does.
That's awesome. And then you don't have a video camera?
No.
Okay. I can help you with the video camera. That's not a problem. But we're going to, for the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to be using your cell phone to actually record some audio sounds. Martha and I have been talking about some projects. So be sure that your cell phone does record audio. Play with that. The other thing is I asked you guys to play with Audacity. Have you downloaded that?
Yes, I actually was using it for another class. I had to record some interviews, so I
was
able to use it that way.
Yeah, what class?
Qualitative research in sociology.
Yeah, I actually saw your blog on UMW Blogs. I did. I saw that you put it up.
Aw.
I think we're going to be making those blogs private, actually.
Don't make them private. What's wrong with you?
Well, we have a lot of, like, personal interviews that people might not want to
that
share.
That whole, like, personal research nonsense that the social sciences believe. Listen, don't – look, you have my sanctification. Make it open. Make it all open.
The
worry about the consequences
okay.
afterwards.
Right.
Okay?
The Church of the Reverend says it will be all right.
That's
Jessica,
right.
The other thing about video assignments is that a lot of the time you'll be working with video resources that aren't necessarily things you've recorded. Like you might be doing mashups with other video that you'll be downloading or finding online. So just because you don't necessarily have access all the time to a video camera doesn't mean you won't be able to do the assignments. You're going to do great. I believe in you, Jessica.
Well, she's been rad. She's the one who did the whole game. Like,
which one did she
figure out what's happening at this dinner table?
Oh, that's right.
That
what
was awesome.
Happening at the dinner table, Jessica?
It was Christmas time, and we were eating some South American food that my fiance had made for the family, and that. So.
That was cool.
I think
it was
Jim
very
was
cool.
It was like Middle Eastern food or something.
Yeah.
It looked delicious with the boiled eggs.
Yeah.
I remember the hard boiled eggs.
We've been having a blast with your stuff. So, Jessica, you rule. Thanks for being the first to call in and break the ice. You have complaints, though. What about DS-106?
Yeah.
What about DS-106
what
is pissing you off?
Because I work with Jim, and he pisses me off every day.
Yeah,
so.
Could it be the teacher?
Screw you!
Jim, I think that you could maybe send the assignments like a little bit earlier.
No comment!
I think you're right. And what I'm trying to do is just see what how high the loyalty level is in this class. I'm testing you, you know.
Okay.
So, but I know they could have come earlier. I take full responsibility for that. Hey, Megan, Stephanie, you guys are doing the Roosevelt. Hey, Sarah, I loved your Valentine stuff, man. That was awesome.
He's been talking about it all day.
All day at my conference. I've been like, man, we got Batman dancing to DS-106 radio. That was awesome.
That was
thank
very
you guys.
Awesome.
You guys rock. Okay, you're right. Mea culpa. I should get this stuff out earlier. Totally agree. Hey, is that? Hey, yeah, Patrick, what's going on, Poppy? Look at you guys with the Kangol hat. Man, DS-106 for life. Woo! But listen, you guys are right. I should have got it earlier. I have no excuses, and that I take on me. But that has not taken away from any of the greatness that you guys have done. So thank you. I mean it.
Okay.
Anything else? Issues?
Maybe they'll call in later.
Okay, good. Well, Jessica, thanks for calling in.
Yep, okay, bye.
Take care.
Bye.
That's awesome. How cool that was.
That
was very
cool.
That was awesome.
It was like, so those are all students in the face-to-face?
Yeah.
So are all UMW faculty going to do this from now on?
I don't know, but I hope we get more calls.
I'm pretty sure they're not.
Keep on calling in.
I'm trying to find where your new contact requests come in.
Yeah, let's see. We got Grace Say, who's
this
great.
Month.
Akko.
There.
She's great. So we got a bunch.
No, there's,
there's
some people. Oh, here we go.
Okay, Patty O'Connell. Let's
okay.
accept him. Noise Professor, let's accept him. I don't want to accept the Noise Professor. He's
Brian Lamb.
Don't accept
him. No,
deny. What's wrong with him?
Wake up screaming.
Okay, Elizabeth Castillo, we got to accept her.
Okay.
And then Catherine Moore, she's great. She's the old man sweaters.
No, we've already granted a request.
Okay, good.
The lines are open. Who wants to call Jim Groom?
Yeah, no.
Dial in to
there's
Jim
all
Groom.
Of us. Alan Levine, Steve Greenlaw. Martha Burtis, and myself.
And if you don't call him, he's going to call you.
That's right. And if you don't call me, listen, you people who are in my class, you know the deal. If you don't call in, I'm going to expect that you actually submit your call and complaint to DS106 Radio. So that's the deal. So if you don't do it now, it's all right. You're going to have to do it anyway. So I don't feel bad, and you just have more work. Okay, good. I
and
think we
Skype
have,
just crashed
and
again.
Skype is crashing.
Hey,
so,
hey, enough of this talking stuff. Could we put on some 80s music?
Oh. You're going to have to sing it, Steve.
I have like 6 hours of 80s music.
All right,
a musical interlude from Steve Greenlaw.
Exactly. Steve, I want you to play the harp on DS106 Radio.
Skype keeps wanting to update.
Oh, Samantha.
Samantha?
Samantha, call in.
Call Jim right now.
Emily, call in.
Do you want to call
Samantha? Noise Professor, call in. Come on. Akko, call
who
in.
Who is requesting?
Megan, call in. Megan, I want to talk about your Star Wars Facebook thing.
Do you call
in.
Her?
Yeah, call her. We'll bother them. You don't call us.
If you don't call the station, they're going to call you.
This is a totally different dynamic.
Oh, here's Emily.
Okay.
Emily.
Emily. This is Emily's a great story. Let's talk to her. How you doing, Emily?
I think I just accepted everybody.
Good. What's up, Emily? Emily, you sound like you were like Darth Vader
on
there. What was going on? You trying to scare us?
All right, we just lost everybody.
Call Akko.
Try calling. Which one is it?
Aaron.
Aaron. That's Galagon Wagon.
Aaron,
the developer.
We're not seeing Aaron on this list.
We're not seeing you. Galagon, add us as a contact.
Oh, we have calls. Hello.
Okay. Samantha, you there?
Oh, she's on hold.
Oh.
Okay, let's go.
How do you unhold her?
Okay. Hi, Samantha.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Samantha.
Are you vacuuming?
She's typing.
We
it's
hear...
a 10-second delay, though, so we got to give a second.
Hello, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hey.
Sorry
Hi.
About that. We're learning Skype.
How's everything going? How do you like DS106?
I just downloaded. I was calling you,
okay,
well,
what do you have to tell us?
What do you have to complain about?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything to complain about yet.
Goodbye. Just kidding.
I have an announcement, a really important announcement.
Okay,
really?
What's up?
What's that?
I don't know if you've seen it from all of my posts, but you know how you had me and my boyfriend Bryce in your class, in your online class?
That's right.
Well, we are engaged as of Friday.
Yay! You're our first DS106 marriage.
It's all about
yes.
love.
It's all about love.
It's, about
it's
love.
The analytics of love.
That's right.
Does your fiance know?
Yeah, he's right here.
Right. Hey, Bryce, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Samantha, congratulations. We love you right back. Hey, so what's the problem with DS106? Is it what made you get married? Is it the final kind of pull the trigger?
Were you
moment?
Bonding over the, you know,
the pictures?
Ineptitude of your professor? Or
more comments.
He has more comments.
Yeah, that's problematic. That is. So what?
It's
okay.
Not a good way to start the relationship.
It's only up from there.
And Bryce is great. Bryce, I'm still ready for you to bust out with your MG blogging. When is that going to happen?
We want
to
see more cars.
I'm
more cars.
Like trying to sort parts in the garage.
Hey, listen, take pictures of those parts and blog about them. No excuses.
What are you doing? What is he doing?
Bryce is an MG madman.
Oh, this is the MG
guy.
The
MG
the...
guy.
That's
yeah.
absolutely right.
Wow, I've been following you.
Listen.
This is a carburetor. Look how shiny it is.
So you guys, look, congratulations. That's I'm going to actually, Samantha, follow up on those posts, but that's amazing. You're our first DS106 marriage.
You do have to invite all of us to the wedding.
I
yeah.
did post. I did it on Facebook, though, but I will post about it tonight.
It's got to be on the blog.
Yeah,
it's
I don't see
blogged.
Anything on Facebook.
Yeah.
I leave your Facebook to you.
Yeah.
I'm not a creeper like that.
He's a different kind of creeper.
I'm in your computer checking your email. All right. Well, congratulations, guys.
Awesome,
way to
guys.
Go.
Thanks
Wait.
For calling in.
See you guys later.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Noise professor.
Who else? Professor.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the professor.
It's Noise Professor. What's up, Freaky?
What are you doing, man? You go away for one day and you become a dirty hippie?
Listen, I'm your father. Has anyone ever told you that? I figured you out before you were even born. Okay, so let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What's your setup for DS106 Radio? How you doing everything you're doing?
How am I doing everything? Well, I have two machines. I'm doing the Winamp Ed whatever that Stephen Downs hooked me up with, and then I've got Gaudio Hijack and Nicecast.
Okay.
Or the Labio Cast, which Scott Lowe says is pronounced that way because it's a Japanese product.
Well, I'm telling you, what you've been doing with the kind of DJing has been amazing.
Definitely.
I've really liked it.
Oh, why, thank you.
Now, what's your complaints about DS106? Keep with the theme.
Wait, before we do that, Grant, you did the book cover today, didn't you?
No, that's Noise Professor.
That's
too.
Who we're talking to.
Yeah, that's Noise Professor.
The Gardner Campbell one?
Yeah.
You did that?
That was awesome.
You did the love analytics?
Yes.
Oh, but there's a new
one. Ooh, hang on, sorry.
Hold on.
We have operator error going on.
Steph, we'll be right back with you. Okay, go back to Noise Professor.
I'm getting him.
This is awesome.
It's fucking Skype, man.
Look, we're on the goddamn radio. You're cursing out like you're a goddamn sailor.
These are
students. These are impressionable minds.
It's your effect, man.
Yeah, my fucking effect. It's your fucking effect.
Where's the Noise Professor?
There he is.
Go get him.
You got him.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk to him about that freaking audit, that awesome
book cover.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We got you back now.
Okay, Noise Professor. That book cover has actually ratcheted everything up to 11 here at ELI. Do you know you're responsible for that?
Well, I think that the great, powerful Gardner Campbell was just dropping jewels during the brief moment where the thing was actually streaming. So I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing once CogDog. Did you record that?
No, I was just trying to stream it with Papaya, and it kept. But no, there was a guy recording us for EduCause.
We haven't recorded.
Yeah,
that is actually one of the funnest kind of half hours I've ever had. It was really, it almost challenged the pass the mic we had the other night.
It was a little bit more orderly. Today,
yeah.
Yes.
There was protocol.
Jim was not crying for the microphone. Give me the mic. I invented this goddamn radio station.
Which I didn't. Grant Potter did. So, Noise Professor, you're awesome. What's your complaints about DS106?
My complaint, Jim, is that you went, according to the Twitter, you went there to this conference and became a dirty hippie.
What are you talking about?
He didn't become a dirty hippie.
Look, I made you, Noise Professor. Hang up
it's
on this guy.
Fest, so I put a new album cover for your new DS106.
Oh, I can see. You're having too much fun out there in California. I can see you're responsible for the kind of the financial breakdown in California. You're not working. You're just doing DS106 all the time.
As he should be. What else is there to do?
You rule. All right, let's see what the other people have to say. We love you, Noise Professor.
All right, here we are. We got other people accepting.
The Love Analytics.
David.
Noel, he's awesome.
We got room for callers to come in. Yes, A. Kamer, 32. We
let's
do see you. We're going to call you, A. Kamer.
Here we come.
If you don't
A.
call
Kamer,
us, we call
us.
You.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on.
Yeah, what's your
awesome.
Deal? Who
awesome.
Is this?
Who are you?
Galactic,
yeah! We're big fans.
You're
love
a hero,
analytics.
Man.
We love you.
The bot maker.
Okay, what's your problem with DS106? Why do you hate this class?
This is like the worst class I've ever taken in my entire
life. No doubt, yeah.
Why?
Actually, it's not. The problem I have is taking such a huge, long, enormous course load and thinking DS106 would be a great course to take at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be the cakewalk piece of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is it. It's just starting to get hard.
Did you know anything about DS106 before you took it?
Yeah, I talked to people and they said it was like this easy course. Get an easy A. So it's like, yeah, final semester, just knock out that thing and be done with it.
You're not finding it that way?
I'm finding to do a lot of work, but it's enjoyable work, like you said, so it's not false advertising.
Your work
like
is awesome.
You're amazing.
Your four icon poster, I mean, your four icons, I mean, you've been, I mean, I don't know, you don't need me to tell you this, you've been rock and roll, high school.
And the bot is like this integral piece of the experience.
Yeah, we wouldn't know
what
the radio
did you,
was alive.
Can you talk us through how you built that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
The bot, okay, so I guess it actually originated from a Twitter post that I sent to Jim saying, hey, wouldn't it be awesome to have this new pony? And kind of where I went from there was, well, maybe I could do this myself since you know, I'm in the CS major, do a little programming, blah, blah, blah. So kind of the deal was saying, okay, now that we have this, idea, I can go ahead and grab these messages from Grant's feeder for IceCast, which is honestly digging around, seeing, oh, is it even available? Oh, it is. Oh, here's all this sort of information about song titles going out there. Hey, that's great. Just kind of pulling that in and sending it over to Twitter for the API. So it's actually really straightforward in the sense of everything you needed was actually there. There's tools you could use. And it wasn't like this enormous science fair type of thing. So it just kind of came together in that sense.
So you just needed to find like the right APIs to talk to the other APIs, and magic happened.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Hey, I wanted to know, is there any way for me to grab like a complete stream of everything that's ever been broadcast on DS106 Radio? Because I wanted to do a playlist poem using like the DS106 Radio playlist.
He did set something up.
Is there something? Oh, that's loud. Turn that down.
If you look through my blog, there's actually a post that was talking about how to do that.
Okay.
It's just a web service that makes it available over JSON, so you should be able to like feed it in.
Cool.
Yeah.
The Yahoo Pipes or something like that.
The other thing is I don't think we can accentuate just how great Grant Potter has been in this process. I mean, he's taken over. He's like walked you through the details of what we need and all that stuff. Alan was the one who recommended, hey, why don't we open up some of this more stuff on Galligan Wagon? Mm-hmm. How do you think about this in terms of like as a CS major, your ability to kind of openly develop for a thing that's going to actually be used to kind of generate and power your class? How's that process been?
That's actually been completely awesome. I mean, see, the problem with a lot of classes you take in the major is it's all just kind of like this private work you do yourself, and you send to the professor, it gets graded, and no one else really sees it or can really do anything with it. And this is just completely different from what you just said. Hey, I'm putting this thing out there. It's open. It's affecting the course. And if people want it, they can even just like grab the code and do their own things with it. So it's completely different than the other stuff I've been doing.
So does the feedback you get from like people you don't even know like energize you to do more?
Oh yeah, it's been just amazing to hear that.
Yeah, and also your response, and I think Alan's here to maybe thank you, but your response to Alan's whole call for what is Daily Shoot to you? How does it kind of work? I loved your response.
That was fantastic.
I didn't really have much to add to it, but I mean, you've been all over this stuff, and I mean, just thank you. I don't know what else to say.
You're welcome. I've been enjoying it.
Good.
Somebody just said they can't hear the caller.
I wish you would complain.
So maybe we do need to pump it up. We're going to...
I'll give a complaint.
Okay, what's the complaint?
So I was reading on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying, hey, for all like the credit students, if they miss out on some assignment I put on Twitter, sucks for them, too bad. And I thought that was kind of harsh. Because, as you might know, the DS106 Twitter feed can be a real fire hose at times. It'd be kind of sad to miss something important just because you didn't check it that day or something, you know what I mean?
So you think I was being harsh to the students in DS106?
Yeah, I think it can be a lot to keep up with the Twitter feed.
You're right. Now, that's a good thing, but the thing is, what I'm afraid of, Aaron, is I'm afraid of people aren't even logging in to DS106 who are part of the credit class, and that there's a lot of stuff that happens there that will keep this. Now, I may be pushing too hard, and I appreciate you saying, hey, relax and don't be so mean. I don't mean to be mean. I'm all about love. I'm about the analytics of love. But at the same time, you know, I thank you for giving me that feedback. Sometimes I come across a little bit hard, but you know what? I'm a teddy bear inside.
I got to tell you, like, I work with Jim, and it got to the point where I have to do stuff for him. And I do it for him because it buys, like, I'll buy, like, 2 weeks of niceness from him. Like, seriously. Like, I'll develop something for his sites because he tells me he'll be nice to me for 2 weeks. He won't, like, be mean.
2 weeks is pretty good, right?
I know. Like, and then I have to do something else after those 2 weeks are over. So
I had to do it for only 2 days.
So this harshness, I totally get you, Aaron. Like, I live with that every day right across the desk.
Do you think I'm alienating people, Aaron?
I guess it depends on who's being alienated.
It's all relative.
We can kind of see it through the whole.
Maybe
other people take it more seriously.
You know what I have to tell you? I love you, and DS106 for life.
It's all about love, baby.
It's all about the analytics of love. How'd you like Noise Professor's post? About the analytics of love. Did you see that?
Yeah, I just tweeted it.
I saw
it. It was like complete cheesy awesomeness.
We have someone just piping in. They have lots of hate to broadcast.
Okay,
let's go
hate.
Get that. Let's go get some hate.
All right, Aaron. Thanks for the love. And
bye,
hey.
It was Matthew And who was it who said to hate?
Who wants to hate?
Yeah, tell us who wants to hate.
Oh, here he is, Matthew. Okay.
Okay, good.
Matthew Prosser.
Good. Unwise man. I got some hate for him, too.
Bring in your hate, man.
Hey.
Hello.
Mr. Matthew Presser speaking.
Hey, Presser.
I am so full of hate for this class. It's the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
How are you dealing with that?
By destroying my Ubuntu partition on my hard drive.
Oh, that's productive.
Is that our fault, or is that your just hate overflowing?
Hey.
Okay. You got to organize your hate a little bit better. Oh, he's gone. Get Akko. Let's see her. She probably has some hate for us. Akko, how are you doing? What did he say?
Hello?
Hey.
You're on the radio.
Hi, it's Akko.
Hey, Akko, how are you?
Turn your radio down.
How are you doing? Yeah, Akko, turn your radio down. You're on live.
You're live, and you're in a loop of infinity.
Akko, before you hate on me like Aaron did, let me tell you, I'm a big fan of your photography.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you get love before you give hate.
That's right. Now give me the hate.
I actually don't have that much of a hate for this class. It's very interesting, but
yeah.
I've done other digital classes before, so it's kind of like a recap of different things.
Oh, you're redundant.
Oh.
Wow.
So I'm not giving you anything
derivative?
New.
Derivative? Is he derivative? It's a little derivative.
None that challenging.
Really? Akko, what can I do to make it more challenging?
It's not, I don't want to, per se, make it more challenging.
Are you sure? I can give you more work.
No. I feel like the work is fine. I can put up with that. It's just the little assignments that you put in last minute that makes it that much harder.
Ooh, the last minute assignments again.
That's so you feel that. You're starting to feel the last minute assignments get to you. Like, give me an example. Like what?
Just the last minute turn in a visual assignment and try some for.
But I give you a week for that.
Or,
you had a whole week, and that was some of the best stuff of last week. Right?
I know, and I've been doing the daily shoots, and I just feel that, I don't know, maybe I'm being a little lazy.
Well, let me ask you this.
But
yeah, you're a little lazy, I agree. But let me ask you this, and I'll be honest with you. You've been doing the design and the visual assignments. You've been doing this on a regular basis, right? What did you think about the whole idea of getting in the creative habit?
That was fun. It really pushed me more than what I had to normally push myself with for photography and stuff.
Do you think maybe my idea behind this class and Martha's too is to push you?
Kind of.
I'll tell you, Akko, I tell my students art hurts.
She's an art major too.
Yeah, you know, that's that from that pain, that's where we find it, right? And you, Akko, has also been an awesome commenter on Flickr.
Absolutely.
You've been leaving great comments on my students' photos.
Yeah. So even though it's been a lot of work,
you've been pushing and you've been hurting, and it shows.
And we love you for it. So everything's good with DS-106. Don't change anything.
With the pressure and more work, but the creativity part, it's kind of not as hard of a push than the workload.
Oh.
If you get what I mean.
So more work and not enough creativity.
Yes, it's
okay.
My point of view. So
okay.
Maybe if you switched it up by making it less work, more creativity.
How would I do that?
Less work, more creativity. That falls on you then, you know?
Maybe we need to have a special, like, Akko
assignment.
Assignment.
Let's give
like,
assignments to Akko.
Yeah.
Okay. Akko, I have an assignment.
We need an assignment for Akko
a
now.
New category.
Yeah.
I have an assignment for you. Submit assignments
I
that will make us more creative.
I did submit one.
Okay, good. So I'll go look at that and I'll do it.
Okay, it's called The Buddy. I think the
Buddy. Oh, she did The Buddy.
The Buddy's cool.
I love
yeah.
The Buddy.
Very cool.
It made me think
yeah.
of, what's his name? George Brett.
Okay. So, yeah, and this
yeah.
is a good
yeah.
point. So, Akko,
yeah.
and I think you probably speak for a few students, at least at UMW, less busy work.
Yes.
Oh.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I'll respond to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Thanks, Akko.
Bye.
All right.
Who
next?
Else?
We got Steffi.
Got all sorts of time.
Call started the week.
This is immense.
David Callahan. Who should we call? Gracie says. Let's see. We got can't access us. Lots of problems.
Yeah,
should we call somebody on list?
Problems. Yeah, let's call Grace. See how she's doing.
She's not online. Oh, here
okay.
we go. Incoming call. Steffi.
Steffi. Steffi, how you doing?
You're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Ooh.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
What's
what do
up,
you,
Steffi?
What do you hate about DS-106 radio? Oh, no, DS-106. The radio you probably don't even listen to.
I listen to it sometimes, actually.
Because you're up at 4:30 in the morning every morning.
Yes, I am up early. I would say my biggest complaint isn't so much about the class, but the fact that right now I have two of my roommates who are in the class also,
uh-huh.
and so after class they get to come back and work on the assignments after getting all excited, talking about stuff in class, and I have to go to another class and sit there and think about how much I'd rather be working on the assignments for this class.
That's tough.
That's a big problem.
That is a problem.
Can you drop the other class?
or can make it more interesting.
Maybe you could go to that professor and explain the dilemma.
Yeah. And that you need really a course release. You'll do all the work online, but you need to work on this. Who's the... I'm sorry. How
yeah.
can we help you with that?
Maybe... post the assignments a little earlier.
Oh.
so we're cursing
them. Okay, yeah, that's the third time. I think the third time's a charm.
Do you think if you posted them earlier, you'd actually start working on them earlier?
Good question.
Thanks.
I think
let's
it would
be honest.
Help in figuring out when I have time to work on them instead of trying to squeeze it in.
Yeah, that's a good point. And listen, this goes to you and everyone else out there in DS-106 land. You have problems. If I get the assignments out there late, you send me an email and say, listen, jackass, you got them out there late. Give me some extra time. And I will.
Include the jackass.
Include
it's
the jackass. Do hashtag jackass.
Emily says we're cackling too loud. It's hurting her speakers.
I'm sorry,
Emily.
Soft laughter.
I want
soft.
Emily on, though.
Okay.
Emily's from another. So, Steph, we
Emily,
love you.
Emily, turn your speakers down.
DS-106 for life, right?
Yes.
All right.
Bye, Steffi.
Rock
bye,
on.
Steffi.
All right, Emily.
Okay, get Emily on, because she's
Emily?
An interesting
she's
case.
On Emily Roberts, she on hold right now?
Yeah, let's get her.
No.
It's the wise man, sorry.
Where is she?
There she is.
Okay.
Okay,
let's get her. Okay. And then we're going to get...
Dave, Noble, David?
Yeah, we'll get David Noel and Kelsey.
Okay.
They'll next. So you guys, David and Kelsey, sit tight. We're with you.
Hello. We're talking really softly.
Hi, Emily.
Kelsey, hang on a second. We'll get back to you.
She's hiding under the table.
Emily, come out from under the table.
Let me tell you a little story about Emily.
Okay.
Emily was actually in the spring 2010 DS-106. She was actually one of my first students in this class, and she was amazing. She actually blogged about her dreams. She wrote me into a zombie blog dream she had, and she has a blog called Mauve Shirt that she's been keeping on for well over a year. She's one of our best bloggers. And she's actually the proof, and she's been taking the class again, pretty much. So Emily's
so
amazing.
Why are you under the table, Emily?
Yeah,
come
Emily, you've been just great.
Yeah.
But she unfollowed, no, she didn't unfollow me. Kate unfollowed me on Twitter. Emily's been loyal.
Come talk to us, Emily. What's up?
Hi, Emily. Emily.
Turn down your radio,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, turn down the radio, too.
Okay.
Emily?
Erin, get Emily out from the table and let's talk. Turn down the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Emily, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, turn down your radio. Erin, turn down the radio.
Erin, nice picture.
Okay. So let me ask you, Emily, why are you taking this course a second time? Okay, so you and your roommate are taking it together. Now, let's talk. Cogdog, me and Cogdog had actually talked, or Alan had talked today, Erin, about your writing. Erin was the one who's pumping out those unbelievable, the dream ones.
Fabulous storytelling.
Erin, we're in love with your writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you rock.
But we want to hear your complaints about DS-106. What are your complaints? That's why you've called. You obviously have a complaint. What is it? Stop giggling and give me your complaint.
You know that I hate you.
What? What'd she say?
Where's the love?
No, she doesn't see that. I don't have that many complaints. It's actually really easy.
Damn it! It's easy. It's too easy.
I don't know. I think it's coming right out of graphic novels, with a lot more work. This doesn't feel like that much work.
See? It's good to hear. So I need to give you more work.
I don't know. Maybe I can just volunteer to do more assignments.
I think that's the best way. I actually more for that.
Well, does Emily, like, you're a DS-106 vet. Do you have any advice for Erin?
Yeah.
Like, how can she make this experience more meaningful?
Coming up with digital story ideas for her. I don't know.
So you're doing like your own little like in-house challenges?
Yeah.
Amazing. Emily's amazing.
Wow.
Well, Erin, you've been on fire since day one.
I guess, if you can call it that.
I could.
Yeah. Me and actually Emily have been communicating via Twitter about just how much we like what you're doing.
Okay.
I mean, no, we don't like what you're doing as a citizen of the world. We like what you're doing for DS-106.
Yeah.
Let's be clear here.
The giggling does have to stop.
Yes. Yeah. Complain. We want complaints. Okay, we're hanging up on you. We love you both, but you have no complaints.
So goodbye.
We're done with you.
Next caller. Kelsey.
Kelsey and David Noel. Hopefully they have a complaint. No one's complaining.
Please.
This is unbearable.
All right, Kelsey, coming up. It's your turn to complain. Have your complaints lined up, Kelsey.
Big complaint, please.
Big complaint. The big stuff. We've heard the little stuff.
Come on,
it's time to get personal. I hate your jeans or something.
Wear shoes.
Bathe. Hello.
Hi, Kelsey.
Kelsey?
Hey, how are you?
You're breaking up a little bit, but we hear you.
Hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up though.
Hi.
Hi. Sounds like you've been auto-tuned. Okay, Kelsey, we don't know what's going on, but we really can't hear you too clearly.
It might not be a good internet connection.
Yeah. What we're going to do, are you with Dave or no?
Yes.
Okay, let's call David, see if that works better.
We're calling David.
Calling David. Mr. Thimble, we love your avatar. We're just looking at it right now. It gives us the creeps and the joys at once.
That is very pink.
Is that what David looks like?
Yes.
Okay.
In real life?
Hey, David.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm here with Kelsey. Yeah. I don't know. There's like some sort of delay with her being here. I don't know if she got ready to report them or not. So that's why it wasn't working really well.
That was the trippiest thing I've ever experienced.
That's what DS-106 is all about.
It's all trip.
Harnessing the trip.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost you. You're on hold. Let's take you off hold.
Hello.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, David, Kelsey, what do you hate about DS-106?
Well, I mean, there isn't really much that I hate. I mean, most that I like it.
Huh.
My only, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
Clearly.
I mean, I guess my only issue is that sometimes I'm confused. And
okay.
I think part of that is just because this class in your gym grew and things are confusing and constantly changing. But
we have that same problem.
Yeah.
Good point.
Imagine the common problem.
Okay, where? What kind of confusion? Give me an example, just so I know how to solve it.
Like, we're supposed to meet with you in the next week or so to give pitches for our final tests, right?
That's right.
But we haven't gotten, like, any sort of real assignment for it. Just sort of, like, a general, a big project.
It'll be coming the night before the meeting.
And so, I mean, I'm kind of trying to think up things to do. And I think I have some ideas, but I'm not quite sure what the parameters are, aside from something creative.
They're pretty open.
Did you ever consider that maybe that's part of the assignment, to see what you can do, like, with little direction and...
Yeah, I mean...
And Jim Groom as a professor.
I mean, I figured that was part of the assignment, which is why I'm not really...
No, I'm not saying it's part of the assignment. I'm just saying, did you ever think that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I figured the opening...
Yeah. Well, let me give you some guidelines, because this is a really, David, you bring up a good point, and I actually, I do want to address it. This is how I've actually approached the final project in previous semesters, and how I'll approach it again. What I want you to do is I want you to focus on something you want to learn, you want to develop over the course of, 7 to 8 weeks, and you want to share back with the community. So we had people last semester who learned how to play guitar, and they shared the process through YouTube videos, learned how to use Photoshop, learned how to do mashups, learned how to mash up music. I was for that, but what I asked for them, and the real requirement for me, is that they openly engage what they're doing, and they also record the process and share it back on a regular basis. And they make a contract with me that I'm going to do this regularly over the next 7 or 8 weeks, and like CogDog has been pushing regularly over the last few weeks, is that they record how they did it. They record the process and they reflect on their development as thinkers and learners. So I've kind of, you're right, I haven't outlined that, and probably right now that was the best time I have outlined it, or at least the most clearly I've outlined it. So does that help you get kind of ready for our meeting next week?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Anything else? Problems?
Not problems. I mean, I think it's fun course, and it's forcing me to do things I wouldn't have done before. So, overall, it's cool.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying both you and Kelsey's work on a regular basis.
Hi.
Hey, Kelsey.
My computer, I don't have iTunes, so I was hearing things really, really late, including myself.
That's good. It's better to not even hear you, just talk into it. Now, Kelsey, that we heard David's take. What's your take?
I have assignments. Problem too. I can't figure out what you've assigned.
Me neither.
Welcome to the club.
That's a really good problem.
Wasn't being a psychic a prerequisite for this course?
Everything is assigned.
But that's the problem. When I don't know what's assigned, I don't know what to do. So I usually just blog, because I'm so bad at everything that blogging is still brand new and awesome. I feel like I'm stuck in 1999.
That's all right. I mean,
it was a good year.
It was a good year. And look, the way you did those three different assignments three different times was a lot of fun, actually. And one of the things to think about, one of the things that you might want to consider, is the assignments are laid out in those emails I send out, but also, having fun like you all have been doing. Like, I've so much enjoyed the visual and design assignments, and I will never counted against anyone who picks up an assignment, whether from audio, video, visual, design, whatever, and does what they want. Now, there are some parameters, and the parameters is to be constantly engaged, to be watching what other people are doing, to be commenting, and to be a kind of citizen within the class. That's really my requirement. Now, I will talk to you at three different points in the semester, this week coming, at week 12, and then in the final week, and I'll let you know on a person-to-person level where you stand, what I think might need done. But, for this class, I'll be frank, you guys have been so awesome. There'll be very little of that. And the people who I have had to talk to, I've already talked to. So if that gives you any sense of confidence to just keep doing what you're doing, I hope, that's what you need to hear.
That's cool.
Cool. All right, Kelsey. Thank you.
Jim, you have a question that's come through on Twitter.
Okay.
Jessica would like to know, do we have to go to class next week or just the gym groom meetings?
No, class. There will be class next week. Cool.
Patty's calling.
Okay. Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right. How about you, Jim?
Very good. What's your complaint?
I think I got some rants I can go on.
Oh.
Okay, let's go. I love it.
Well, I think, first and foremost, some other people have mentioned it before, the assignments. Sometimes it's not clear exactly on when things are going to be due, how really fast. I feel like if I want to make a class, it might be behind or something of that nature. I don't know. Also, I kind of wonder what the grading system works like sometimes. I feel like I really...
I'm getting questions about that as well.
Yeah. Okay, both very good questions. Let me go over them. The first is the assignments coming a little late, fast and furious. You don't know when things are due. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the second one is the grading system. How the hell are you going to grade this class, Mr. Gorilla? Is that right?
Right.
Okay, good. So let me take them one at a time. The first one is, you know, you're right. I framed out how the assignments are going to go, and I've done them regularly. I figured we did the 2 weeks, the week five catch-up. Those emails are kind of my way of saying, hey, this is what's due this week. I sent out the one for week six a little bit late. So if there's questions, you let me know, problems. It's not really that difficult. I'm asking you to download Audacity, play with that. If you don't call in, which you have, to upload your complaints to DS106 Radio. And then just generally follow along. I think the deadlines for those are either Friday or over the weekend. So those posts are just featuring stuff. So I hear you, but they're not crazy assignments. But I'll try and get those much earlier. Would that help, Patrick?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, great.
Another thing that I've got maybe more of a personal problem.
Yeah.
You know, but still at least an issue for me.
Sure.
I guess I would say that I'm not really the typical student experience coming into any class
here. Sure.
I have the kind of schedules we possibly had. Like, for instance, on the Thursday, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can get up and put on my uniform and drive up to George Mason to do ROTC activity. I have class from 7 to 9 in the morning. Then I have to drive back to 1W by then. I've already driven 120 miles per day.
Yeah.
And then after that, I have to do a workout with my cadets. And then I have class from 2 to 7. Do more homework after I'm done. And maybe I'll get to sleep if I'm lucky.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, I'm busy all the time. And, you know, you saw my 4-icon challenge. You know, just doing something like
I loved
that,
it.
Trying to keep something a little artistic for the class, trying to find time for that kind of stuff in my schedule is damn near impossible.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were to read a book, I'd read a novel for a class, where would you find the time to do that?
Well, the issue, I guess I would say, is once again, it kind of ties back to the comment I made earlier, is that when stuff comes up at the last minute, you know, I think Stephanie mentioned it before.
Yeah.
Finding time to squeeze things in when they come along at the last minute.
Yeah. So more notice for the assignments.
If I am given a list of things to be done, but when it just pops up, it's rough.
So let me ask you this, because this comes up a lot. It came up last semester, too. I mean, part of this class is actually adjusting automatically to what's happening, right? To kind of playing with it and kind of being able to incorporate stuff. So with that, we're going to have to sacrifice maybe some of the rigid, this is what's due at every week. I mean, you have an idea of what you're going into, but given the nature of the class, you wouldn't really be able to fully engage the audio or the video or get ahead on that until we were into those sections. So I understand what you're saying, but I think part of this class is going to be requiring that every week you carve out a certain amount of time that you're doing. Now, can I get those assignments to you earlier? Absolutely. And will I? Absolutely. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's my second question to your grading. And let me get to this because this is important. And I sent this out to people, and let me be clear about this. Your grading is pretty clearly laid out in the syllabus. And if you don't know what that is, go to ds106.us. Go to the syllabus. I break down the levels of kind of what you'll be needing to do. 20% for participation. I have the whole thing of the optional assignments, which is another 10%. The commenting, which is another, I think, 20 to 30%. The final project, which is 20%. So it's all broken down. And what I'll do in this meeting that's coming up next week is we'll talk about where you are, what you've done, and how we're doing that. Now, because this class is really framed on creativity and pushing you to create, I'm not going to evaluate you on this was more creative, Patrick, than, say, what Aaron did or what someone else did. What I'm going to grade you on and what I'm going to evaluate you on is how engaged and how regularly you kind of engage the process of creativity. And so that's what I'm interested in. And the people who I've had a problem with so far have not been engaged with the class at all. They've not been commenting. They've not been doing their work. And I've contacted them, and I've said as much. So we will actually break this down at week 6 or week 7 when we meet, sometime either between Friday and next Wednesday. But if I haven't contacted you, I don't think you're at all need to worry about your grade. And we'll talk about the evaluation as it sits and fits with all the assignments we have set up. Does that make sense, Patrick?
Absolutely.
You're the best. So any other questions, you let me know. But I appreciate you coming on here and airing this, because this is what's going to make the class good, is you feel that you're like, hey, look, I need to know what's going on. So thanks.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
All right, bud. Okay, who else?
Who's
complain.
Next?
I'm starting to get the sense that assignments coming in too late, which this week...
I actually think you've been doing a good job.
Thanks.
What happened?
I don't know. I thought I was doing a good job, too. Assignments coming in too late. The grading, I'm not worried about. We will figure that out together. Oh, look, Lex. Hey, Lex, do you want me to... Let's call Lex.
Call.
The grading, and then I'm not creative enough, but we're going to get some people say too many assignments, some people not enough. I don't know if I can ever fit that. Lex, how you doing? Lex.
Still connecting.
Hey, Lex.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Lex?
Just a little bit. How are you guys doing?
Good. You got any complaints for me with the
S-106?
I can't hear you. You got to talk a little bit up. Okay, good.
Do I have any complaints? I'm trying to think.
Dead air is bad for radio.
I'm trying to think of some complaints.
If you can't think of anything, then me and you are golden. And I'll pay you after this phone call.
Can I suggest the assignment thing?
Yeah, there's been a couple of things if you want to jump on them. Assignments have been the major one.
Well, I mean, the assignments are, I'm not even going to lie, I procrastinate like crazy.
Sure.
But,
that makes two of you.
But I still managed to do them somehow. So.
That's right. And I really liked your DS-106 radio bumpers. I love them. They were fun as hell. So thank you, Lex. I mean, you've been great. I've had a ball having you in. So we're going to take another call, Lex. If you have complaints, call back. We'll talk to you soon. Sarah, what's going on?
Hello.
I'm clean right now.
How you doing?
Okay, so the biggest problem I think I have is that everyone's doing such awesome stuff, and it's making me really jealous because I don't think I can make it as good. And it's just like, I have to keep like struggling and be like, no, I keep wanting to have to do this. Does that make sense? Like,
I actually had that.
Such great stuff.
Absolutely, Sarah. And I had that problem when I saw your comics, Valentine's. When I saw those, I felt that same way. I was like, I can't compete with this.
You're setting the bar way too high.
And the way you did, like, I talked about it today. I was like, the whole, when, like, Superman is watching Wonder Woman, is like, I thought you were hotter online. I just can't stop laughing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was Superman telling Wonder Woman that, or was Wonder Woman telling Superman that? Because every time Jim explains the comic, it's Superman telling Wonder Woman, and I read it the other way around. So
right.
Please enlighten us.
The source.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
Who you send it to?
I'm such a masculist, as my wife would call me. My wife is like, you're such a masculist. Everything's from the male perspective. It's like, yeah, because I was born with a pair of balls. What can I do about that? All right. I mean, that's basic bio.
I felt kind of later than I wanted to, but I don't know. Hopefully some people were still able to send it out.
No, but Sarah, another thing that I'd like to actually say, and I agree with you, the awesomeness has been amazing. But the other thing is you've been I don't even know how to say this. I thought I commented a lot until I've watched you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cali for Beach, for anyone who's wondering. This is who I'm talking
awesome.
To.
Awesome.
Cali for Beach
is major
the
yes.
most prolific commenter I've seen.
Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe
impact.
More than me.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to applaud that. I think for me, that is the the sinews that pull this class together is that commenting, and you have been an example, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I've been mostly going through the people, like, in our class, the face-to-face class, but just tonight I'm trying to go through the people that are online, because I looked at my Google Reader, and I had, like, 200 unread posts. So
I have 1,000.
Like, 7,000.
It's been amazing.
Way to be a digital citizen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And that, don't think for a second that's lost on other people, what you do. And
no,
how you get back.
I love it when other people comment on my stuff, so I know it's really exciting when I comment on people's. But I go through, like, one person's site, and I comment on, like, 20 posts of theirs in, like, the space of the 20 minutes. I think they're kind of weirded out. Like, stalking them or something.
Weirded out.
My students think you're stalking them, but
that's right.
Don't worry about it.
And I also love the whole motif. A couple of things. I love the whole Valentine's Day, and I just picked up on that, but there are a lot of stuff. But I also love the whole blind photography thing you blog about. With the braille to read.
Oh, yeah.
That was a magical post, too.
I really like that, too. I just found it randomly, and that photo is, like, one of my favorite photos, and I just love how someone who, like, he can't see, like, most people, but still he can take an amazing photograph, probably something better than I would take.
And the way they define...
I don't know, I just wanted to share that with the world.
Yeah, and they describe what they smelled and, like, the whole other parts that you would never think of when you think of a photograph was such a nice compliment to what we're doing in Daily Shoot. So I think that was a nuanced kind of, you know, not only addition to what we're already doing, but you really framed it beautifully. So thank you.
Yeah.
And that part about...
Colleen, what are you doing?
Okay, but...
She's playlist poetry.
It's like famous. No, but that part about it's kind of natural to, like, say other people are doing better things than me, and I understand that, but that should just be the drive to say I'm going to find a creative space and something that I can do. And you've done that over and over again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's easy to fall into that trap, but, you know, everybody's kind of you're competing with yourself, really. That's where you are.
And my guess would be a lot of students are saying that looking at the stuff you're doing.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly.
And that's where Akko's point about, you know, maybe not pushing me enough to be creative. It's like, you know, no one could push you harder than you could push yourself.
It's true.
And, you know, and I could probably try and do that. And I try and push you guys a little bit with those emails. Even Aaron brought it up, like you're being a little abusive. But, I mean, I'm trying to get you guys.
Every time you send an email.
What? What? Say that again, Colleen. I didn't hear it.
Like, I was waiting, like, not in almost fear, but kind of fear for last night's email.
Yeah.
Like, because, I was worried what you were going to put in it, because, like, I was, one, worried about
Jim,
how much work I would have to do.
You need more love in your email.
Yeah.
And I was worried, like, I don't know, every week I just freak out of what I have to do, because I worry about the assignment.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
You know, what?
I just have a lot of fear whenever I see an email from you.
I'm sorry about that. I don't mean to bring the fear, but I've heard that fear is more effective than love. This, you know, someone had said that one.
All wrong.
But let me get to this, Colleen, because it's a good point, and it's coming up a lot. You know, one of the things I've tried to do in this class, and for right or for wrong, is I tried to break spirits early on. And I've tried to break it with a lot of work and to see just how dedicated you all are. And you know what? Every time I try and break spirits, you guys rise above. So, you know, there'll be a point in which I lay back and just let you guys go nuts. But me and Martha talked about it, Alan, a whole bunch of people, even with all of you. I mean, part of this is kind of pushing you to get in the habit of creating. And when I watch what happened, I mean, Colleen, you've been running crazy with it. I mean, the fact that you've done a submitted assignment, you did it right away, you had fun with it. And then 35 people now have done your playlist poetry, and it's like you started your own little cult within the class.
You're teaching the class.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
That was just fabulous. That was incredibly creative.
Yeah.
Like that was just beautiful. Yeah.
So it's cool to see that. And you're right. I probably should reframe the assignments, and I'm hearing that a lot. So I'll try not to bring the fear. I'll try and bring the love now.
I don't feel fear. It's just more competition because Megan and Steph just live across the hall from me. And so Megan's like, look what I'm doing from Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Her Facebook Star Wars was awesome. That was awesome. Like, the whole point where Lee...
What the hell? Up on my game.
Like,
I'm jealous of your Valentine's Day cards.
Me too. Me too, Colleen. I agree. But the other thing is, when Megan brought the Facebook Star Wars, and then she had Leia say, basically, like, Luke, a kiss doesn't mean a relationship.
I was on the floor laughing. I mean, I was like,
this is not me. This has nothing to do with me. This has everything to do with you, and I'm just trying to be the steward of that. But you guys are bringing it hard, and I can't thank you enough. You're making this class what it is. So thanks.
All right.
This is my time not to bitch at you, but to say thank you for being there. For being DS-106 for life.
All right, Lisa tried to call it.
Here we go. Lisa's next.
All right, Lisa Lane. Oh, why can't I see these in order? Lisa Lane. Oh, is she there?
Oh, accept. Oh, no. We'll call her.
Oh.
We have to accept her, too, I think. She's going to talk to me.
Here,
yeah,
Lisa.
Lisa's great.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey.
Lisa.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Just fine. How are you guys?
We're good.
Okay,
nice to see
you.
You know
what my bitch is going to be, right?
So what do you hate about the class?
Tech.
Oh, she wants another category for the assignments.
Yeah, she's
okay.
been asking us.
Yeah.
So,
here's the deal, Lisa. Here's why I haven't been. It's only been not even 24 hours, so you can't get too mad at me. Here's where I have to come clean, and I have to give up a certain amount. The person who's responsible for this is behind me.
I love it. He hasn't,
I haven't been able to say to Martha, because I'm such a jackass and I don't understand how the course is really working technically, Martha, could you add another category?
Lisa, I will do that for you tonight. It's so not hard. And if Jim knew anything about technology, he'd do it himself.
Give me some love and some sympathy here, because he's writing his stories in Flickr, man.
Because I can.
He can nudge him.
Well, you know what? You were right. And writing, the fact that, see, here's the thing, and this might be some interesting radio. For a while, I was an English major, and I wrote papers for a living. And in class, you might hear me if you've heard the open courses, where I rant against writing. I basically say, enough with the writing and the essays. I want something else. I want your visuals. I want your movies. But what I'm realizing, and when I read so many blogs, Erin's, yours, you know, so many out there, some of the most creative stuff, Cogsdog stuff with the pictures, Martha framing her pictures, is that the writing makes it.
Mm.
And for me to discount that is for me to really ignore so much of what's at the heart of this. So you're right. I now openly will not rant. I will say I've been wrong about that. It's one of the many. And Martha will program that in there.
And we have it on recording, too. So
that's right.
It's in prosperity.
And you, I mean, Lisa, I actually, hopefully, I've been talking about your 3 Days of the Condor for weeks now, which is really an inspiration for me. And now that we're doing through the audio, I'm going to have you come into one of my classes, hopefully, and talk about that.
Cool.
The other thing is I have almost edited 40 minutes of the thing down to 9 minutes.
All right.
So I am actually coming at you full speed. And
I don't have to see the movie, which is even better.
So we'll see.
Well, the other assignment of Lisa's that I want to talk about is her trench warfare assignment. That video you did?
I had to draw.
Oh my god, I love that.
Or the animated GIF of an existing artist. Changing an existing artist. That was amazing. The one you had that little smoke puff. I talked about that in class. But I've talked about your stuff in class.
The opportunity to do so many fun things. I'm so grateful.
Oh,
it's been cool.
You've been amazing. Thank
you've
you for
amazing,
playing along.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been great.
Thanks for setting it up.
Oh, please. I don't take credit for that. I'm going to take credit for making you watch the thing. For an hour and 50 minutes, you're going to be watching the thing.
It's going to be the silent thing.
7 minutes, and I'm sure you could get it down to 5 if you
really tried hard.
No way. All right, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Good night.
Okay, thanks again.
Take care.
All right, we have time for one more.
Bye.
Okay, one more. Who's
who
going
to
be our
call?
Caller? You guys have been great calling in. DS-106 for life. Ah, Rob Nyland.
Do you want
to
call?
He's awesome.
Do you want to call Rob?
Yeah, I want to talk to him about the post-post show. Major fan. And Rob Nyland's going to be a father soon. About 3 months. He might not want to talk to us, though. I don't blame him. Definitely getting some writing assignments in the class. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cool, yeah.
You're right, Jessica. I give in on that against my better judgment.
Are you there, Rob?
Rob.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Rob.
Me.
Hello.
Hey, sorry we actually sniped you here, but how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I was listening to the call-in show
from my classroom when my students were finishing up work, and I decided that I didn't want them to, like, know what was going on.
Is it
a little nutty, so.
Walk mature now, okay?
Yes, it got a little crazy, huh?
So, I don't have anything to bitch about for the class. But,
well, let me ask you this, because you're one of the regular DJs on DS106 Radio, as well as you're doing the class. And how, I mean, you discovered DS106 Radio when Grant Potter built that like the rest of us. And that's been, for me, one of my real big connection points with you, is because I love the Post-Post show, which you're the DJ of. And can you talk to us about Post-Post and the radio? And just, I love that stuff.
Well, I like post-rock a whole lot. Like, I got into, you know, Godspeed Black Emperor about 10 years ago. And, I mean, one of the great things, I mean, the whole show is basically just kind of a rip-off of Godspeed Black Emperor, because they were always kind of incorporating these samples and these ambient samples, other types of samples into their stuff. So, I kind of just wanted to rip off of that. And then there's also, there was an Explosions in the Sky song that I originally put on DS106 Radio, which takes has a sample from, I think, one of the Terrence Malick movies. I want to say The Thin Red Line.
Sure.
And so I that inspired me to kind of do more of this, and I really enjoyed putting it together. Like, I love doing it. It's probably kind of, you know, one of my favorite weekly activities is that process, so...
Well,
thanks for enjoying it.
Well, hey, and we're going into the audio section of class. I'm going to actually introduce it on Thursday, but we're going to be doing that for 2 weeks after that. And I was hoping that you would come in and talk to us a little bit about your process and your idea. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you probably don't know this about me, Jim, and not to toot my own horn, but my background is actually in sound. Like,
we got a pro.
Awesome.
We got a pro in the house. Awesome.
Thank you, Rob.
If you look at my name on IMDb, I have like 3 boom operating credits to my name.
Holy
shit. My God, that's sick. You rock.
They are for all like Utah made Mormon movies, so it's not too.
That doesn't matter. You're in IMDb.
Yeah.
You're on the list.
I don't think anyone else has those credits.
Yeah.
I do, but it's someone else with my name.
You know, I'll be talking about anything because I've kind of been through that, you know, the process with running a podcast or whatever. So anyway.
Hey, well, that's awesome. And you know what? We're actually having, a ball, but I'm particularly, it's interesting how I'm getting to know you, not only through your music and the audio you're uploading, but also, I mean, congratulations on the child you have coming. And just, I don't know, you're a guy who I met through this class that I never would have guessed, but I'm happy I met you. I mean, I really am.
You know, I kind of got introduced to the whole world through, I took a class with Jen Dalby, I want to say.
Oh, sure.
Jennifer.
Ingenuity. She taught a class of mine up here in Washington, and she's like, you know what, you really need to get connected to these guys, and so she kind of, you know, gave me a link to a bunch of your guys' Twitter stuff, and that's when I kind of got into the class, and it's been an awesome ride.
And likewise.
I love
watching your stuff, so thanks, and keep it coming, or listening. So.
Yeah.
And I'll actually be in touch with you offline about next week.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that's it. We are basically done with the call-in section. I just want to recognize David Gallagher. I didn't do anything for the Bullet newspaper, so you can bitch at me even more. But here's my DS-106 bitch, and I'm quoting David Gallagher. I hate the 80s. They ended 20 years ago. What's the best thing to come out of the 80s? The Thriller dance? Move on. David, screw you. The 80s. Hours and hours. Coming your way. You can't escape it.
We're cutting off the radio. Right?
Guys, this was great. I loved it. We have the audio archive. We'll put it up so you can all hear it. And you guys have a great night. Thanks for playing along. DS-106. For life.
Damn. I will stop broadcasting.